Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that God within. Tap in. This episode is brought to you by Infinite Wealth Strategies. Infinite Wealth Strategy is a course that I created for all those who want to tap into everything blockchain. Also, for those who want to be a part of a community that is growing and learning together. We go from everything from the metaverse, cryptocurrency, tokenomics, non-fungible tokens known as NFTs, ways to understand decentralized finance, and learning how to utilize it. Also, things just from learning 3 to 4 week book strategies and how to become an author, how to set up trust, how to move private, right? We have weekly classes on masculinity, femininity, spirituality. There's so much that's involved in it, but once you tap into the Infinite Wealth Strategies, you become a strategist on how you can produce wealth for your future. Come and learn financial literacy, how to put together a portfolio, or just come learn how to earn cryptocurrency so you can start making money in the market that's producing millionaires on a daily basis. Tap into Infinite Wealth Strategies and you'll have access to 2022. So all things that you didn't learn this year, you got probably about 2 more months to go ahead and put it all in your head. And this is an all-you-can-learn situation. We're going to charge you one time, and once you're in, the knowledge is yours forever. And it will give you a return on that investment to the day you die.
Infinite Wealth Strategies.
19 Keys, that's your download. Tap in. Download. Well, first of all, you know, I know everybody still don't understand NFTs, right? You understand me? And it's NFT keys, man. Them NFT keys, man, that's just these non-fungible thoughts that I be having, you know what I'm talking about. That means that these are not exchangeable nowhere else on the planet Earth. You're going to get it this raw, you'll get this game, only that in the way that I'm going to give it to you, you feel me? And that's why people tap into me, you understand me? I just happen to think very well, right? So NFTs at the end of the day, the first NFT of the internet, essentially, or what NFTs are, is just creating digital ownership, right? Owning a piece of the internet, things that are in this internet or this digital space, right? And the power of digital ownership is that at first, the only things you can own on the internet was domain names, right? So you can own .coms, right? But anything inside that .com was owned, right, by the owner of that or whatever it is. And now everybody gets to own pieces of the internet and have digital ownership. You understand me? And they get to create value around those systems, products, whatever they decide to create in this space. And that's the beauty of the NFT world in the first place, is that the internet itself starts to become democratized, right? Meaning that everybody has access to it, not just the wealthy and people that could afford it. Because 1991, you understand me, was the year that the first script of the first internet page was made. Then 1995 was when the first social media was made, right? But in between those 90s where our parents wasn't paying attention to the dot-com boom and people were trying to figure out what the hell was the internet, scrambling to understand this new technology, we missed out on massive opportunities for digital ownership in the dot-com space. Now, don't get me wrong. Domain parking is still something that's very valuable to this day, right? Even when it comes to the NFT space and on the blockchain, you can utilize things like NES, right? Ethereum name service, to where people are buying domains on the blockchain, because you have these different blockchains, which is essentially what they call Web3, right? And Web3 is essentially the internet, the virtual reality space, and blockchain all put together into one, right? And this layer of the internet is where you start to really get into digital ownership. Right now, just to give you all an example, I bought my Ethereum domain, right? Because Ethereum is, remember, it's another layer of the internet that I can create my own .com. I could create my own space. Now, I bought that maybe $500 6 months ago, right? And they have these things that they do called airdrops, where the owners that buy into, or the people that buy into these projects, are connected to things they call DAOs. Are you following me? A DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization, meaning that they create this organization, but they don't own or run it like a CEO. Anybody who interacts with it essentially becomes a stakeholder of that organization, right? So just by interacting with what they call the protocol, which is essentially the smart contract that it runs on, and I know a lot of this sounds like I just said a whole bunch of language, like this brother's trying to sound smart and drop some keys. You understand me? But all of this will make sense, because imagine trying to explain the internet to your parents, you understand me, or trying to, when you first was trying to explain social media, likes and clicks and comments and YouTube and downloads, none of it made sense. But this is all language that will become commonplace in the future. But anyway, I interacted with this DAO, right? Somebody created it, and it's this service that's automated, and you buy it, you understand me? If nobody has bought your name already on the Ethereum blockchain, then you can buy it and you own it, and nobody else can own it. You understand me? It's yours, right? Same thing with .coms right now. If you buy blue.com, nobody else can buy blue.com. It's not fungible, right? So I bought mine. Then 6 months later, I got an airdrop. Now, this airdrop was worth $15,000. Now, all I had to do was interact with this DAO, right? Now, I'm not sure about you all, you understand me? But I think those are great opportunities. That there's things called DAOs that don't have CEOs or CFOs, you understand me, that a person creates these autonomous organizations, and if you interact with them, they become successful and they airdrop you money for being a part of it. And not only that, I have tokens, and each token that I hold represents my shareholdership within that DAO, meaning that I have voting power of what's going to happen. And nothing happens within this decentralized autonomous organization until the majority of the people vote that this is something good for that particular organization. So, you know, here I am sitting on a regular day and all of a sudden they drop me $15,000. I think I like this blockchain thing. I think it's worth you studying. You understand me? But it's up to you. Now, if you want to get into this space, all you got to do is IRS, investigate, research, strategize. You understand me? If you can't figure it out on your own, all you got to do is then tap into the IWS, the Infinite Wealth Strategies. You understand me? Where we can provide you with the help, the assistance, and the community so you can navigate blockchain. You understand me? Like some of the elite gods. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. It's been an NFT Keys. Make sure you go secure your domain for somebody by your name. Tap in.
19 Keys. That's your download. Tap in.
This episode is brought to you by Goldwater. My high electrical thoughts are always stimulated with the gold, right? Because I'm always on the gold. Now, we're born with 0.02% of gold within our body, for those who didn't know that. Now, scientists believe that the reason we're actually born with this gold in our body, given that gold is a heavy metal, makes it a superconductor of electricity, and our bodies operate off electricity with 70-90% water, we actually need that gold. Now, they believe that it's because of anti-inflammation and also to electrify the nerve ending between the cells within your body, right? Now, why would that even be important in the first place, and how can I qualify that to have anything to do with this high level thinking? Well, it's my firm belief, and it's also the understanding of science and biology itself, that the body is an electrical system and it needs electricity. When we're young, we have all of this amazing energy, right? We can just run fields and fields. Then over time, our energy decreases, getting lower and lower and lower as adults. You understand me? We can barely run down the stairs before our heart palpitating and it's about to explode, like we Homer sitting on the couch in Simpsons. You understand me? So what happens to our body over time? Well, we put the wrong things in it and we rust out our body and it's no longer as electrical. We still have the same amount of potential, but the electricity needed to power up our bodies at maximum potential is no longer there. So putting things like the gold in there is reviving your body, recharging you to that natural childlike energy that you once had before. Now, of course, you want to eat clean so you have maximum absorption rate of the gold and you can tap in. Make sure you do your own studies on the gold, consult with your doctors, and after you're done, come to the healers and tap in to the same thing the Egyptian gods used to utilize, and that's gold.